The eyes of Hollywood are focused north of the border right now on the Toronto International Film Festival. More than 300 movies from 60 countries are on offer. Many of those titles are headed to theaters and possible Oscar bids later this year. Our film critic Bob Mondello is in Toronto trying to see as many of them as he can. And Bob, apparently I'm hearing this is your first festival in almost 20 years. Please tell me how a film critic has managed to avoid film festivals.
Well, it's kind of nice to avoid them, actually. You know, a really rough week for me sometimes is to see four or five pictures in a week. Here I'm seeing four or five pictures a day, which can be a little crazy. They run together in your head. But I'm discovering that there's another side to that. You also see connections between films. For instance, I've got this sort of mini festival running in my head with all these pictures about revolution. And I've got another festival running in my head about aging, and a third one about dance and theater, because there are a whole lot of pictures that use theater in them this time. And I just think that's all very interesting.
All right, let's dig in a little more then. How many movies have you seen, and what have you liked the best?
Well, I've seen 22. I've been here, this is my sixth day, and I've seen 22. Among my favorites are the very first one I saw, which was called Rust and Bone. It's a French film, and it has Marion Cotillard losing her legs below the knee about 40 minutes in, and has some of the most spectacular special effects you've ever seen. I kind of flipped over Anna Karenina. That's one that everybody's talking about here, which is Keira Knightley as Tolstoy's heroine and Jude Law as her husband, who doesn't quite understand her. And it is gorgeous and choreographed. The whole thing looks like it's danced almost. It's really beautiful. I also went crazy over Stories We Tell, which is a documentary by Sarah Polley about her family that has so many surprises. I'm puzzled about how I'm going to review it because you kind of don't want to give away any of the surprises. And then there's a picture that I think is going to be enormously successful, although it doesn't sound like it. It's called Silver Linings Playbook. It's a story about a bipolar guy, played by Bradley Cooper, who hooks up with a very neurotic young woman, played by Jennifer Lawrence, and it is very, very funny.
What meds are you on?
I used to be on lithium and Seroquel.
I was on Xanax.
You ever take Klonopin?
Klonopin, yeah.
Like, is it what?
I'm tired. I want to go. Are you going to walk me home or what?
You have poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things.
So what's been the big talk of the festival?
Well, there are lots of things that talk of the festival, almost always. But one of the pictures, and I haven't seen this one yet, that everybody's talking about, partly because Canada closed its embassy in Tehran, and they did it the same day that this picture premiered here. It's called Argo. And it is Ben Affleck's pick about a scheme to involve Hollywood in getting people out of Tehran during the Iran hostage crisis.
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
So you want to come to Hollywood and act like a big shot without actually doing anything?
Yeah.
You'll fit right in.
It sounds comic, but it's also supposed to be very serious and quite a picture. Everybody's been talking about it.
And Bob, lots of people end up talking about the disappointments out of these festivals, and I'm curious which films right now are getting that reputation.
Well, not for everybody, but I think there were a lot of people who liked, for instance, Cloud Atlas. I was less excited about it. That's a new one by the Wachowskis that spans six centuries, and it's a very complicated science fiction story about the interconnectedness of people. And I was not ecstatic about that one. But with 300 pictures, you're bound to think that some of them are not everything you'd hoped. But there's a pretty high level of filmmaking being shown here.
And one last thing, Bob, since it's your first festival in decades, any fun or cool kind of cultural moments?
Well, yes, actually, at the beginning of all the public screenings. This doesn't happen so much with the critic screenings, but when you're at the public screening, as soon as they put up the screen that says to be careful not to record anything, the anti-piracy note, everybody starts making pirate noises and going, arg, arg. It's a little strange. I wasn't expecting that.
NPR's Bob Mondello at the Toronto International Film Festival. Bob, thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
And All Things Considered continues in a moment.